You're listening to an audio sermon from Hope Bible Church Kelowna. For more information about our church, please visit hopekelowna.ca.
The chaos and the wildfires of life will come, but we can still have hope. That's the whole story of the Nativity story, that each and every one of us can have hope. And you can have hope if your soul is well. And it's my privilege to be able to share with you a little bit of that hope. And it was on that night, that night of that humble birth of little baby Jesus, in that silent night, that peace and hope came to all the world. Hope for everyone, forever, for all time. And that's a lot of hope. And we like hope around here. That's why we put it in our name. So it's welcome to Hope Bible Church. We're glad that you're here. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. And we're really thankful for you to join us here and spend part of your Christmas Eve with us. And we were fortunate enough yesterday to have people join us on their Christmas Adam. If you don't know what that is, it's because Adam came before Eve, so that was yesterday. So, yeah. If you don't like that joke, you're going to really struggle for the next few minutes here, because that's about as good as it gets, all right? So we're glad that you're here on Christmas Eve. And Pastor Meldon, our senior pastor, he couldn't be here today. He's able to be with his family, and it's especially important today because it's actually his birthday today. So happy birthday to Pastor Meldon. If you've watched this video, I want you to know this church loves you, and we do. And so he's able to be with his family, which is wonderful. And he would want you to hear that you are welcome, that you are loved, and that we wish you a Merry Christmas. And at this time, our ushers are actually going to come down. They have some kids packs just to help kids have a little fun and stay attentive and just settle in the next little bit as we share. And that's just for the kids, okay? I know it looks like a lot of fun, but it's just for the kids, all right? I'd really like to take the next few moments to share with you how on that holy night, 2,000 years ago, that through the birth of Jesus in a lowly manger, how it brought peace that this world has always craved. That night, 2,000 years ago, brought peace that this world has always craved and continues to crave and want, and how since that night, this world has never been the same, ever since. So much of the Christmas story is actually about peace. Actually, it's a lot about peace. I don't know if you've heard, if you listen to the lyrics, some of the lyrics we've already been singing, there's so much lyrics about peace within Christmas carols, within Christmas songs, things that sing that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, that he brought peace on earth and goodwill to men, that his law is love and his gospel is peace, that he slept as a newborn baby on that silent night in what? In heavenly peace. Peace is a big deal around Christmas. There can be a lot of chaos. Peace can be a really nice thing. And actually, if you ask any Miss America what she wants for Christmas, what she's going to say? She wants world peace, right? And it's funny, but it's also true. We don't we? We really do want for world peace, especially these days and what's going on in our world. There's a lot of pain and a lot of strife. And then every person longs for inner peace. True? So much chaos, hurt, struggle going on within the minds and the hearts of so many people, struggles with mental health. People long for inner peace. And I know a lot of us are even looking forward to a type of peace that will happen after the holidays when our guests leave, right? And if you don't know what that's like, you clearly don't have Italian family like I do. So that's going to be peaceful. The world has craved peace because we were designed to have peace. Each and every one of us. That's actually what's really unique about humanity, that we were designed to have peace. And peace is not just about not being stressed. Peace isn't about things being quiet. Peace certainly isn't about us getting everything we want. Peace is actually about what's wrong being made right. About what's wrong with our identity, about what's wrong with us and knowing on our purpose and everything within us. Peace is actually what's wrong existentially, that it's made right. And the reason why we were designed to have peace is because God made each and every one of us in his image. And that meant that we were meant to have a peace through a relationship with him. And as a society, we have tried many other methods to find peace than to go to God. We've tried a lot of other methods. In fact, in the last 20 some odd years, 30 years, we've been really focusing on technology to develop peace, right? So, you know, smart homes, smartphones, these things, right, that we have that everyone won't ever let without, you know, 3 feet of distance from themselves, right? And those things that we spend countless amounts of time scrolling and down the scroll hole of the internet. And we do that, and we thought, years ago, we thought maybe if we all have access to the internet and we have already access to each other, then we'll just have peace, but that's not the truth, is it? Truth is, 7 or 8 years ago, you probably wanted a new phone, and this year, you're probably wanting for Christmas a good enough reason to throw yours out, because it just doesn't bring us peace. And then we've tried as a society other things more recently. We've tried getting to know each other, to hear each other's stories, to understand what it's like to live in your shoes, and then to also make sure we're careful with our words to not hurt each other, to not offend each other. And that sounds really good, yet at the end of the day, so much of us are wanting to be kind and good and to not offend, and all that does is make us more fearful and anxious and stressed. That's not peace either. That's not the peace we want. That's not the peace that we crave. I don't know what your year has been like. It's been a tough year for many people. It's been hard, especially here in the Okanagan with the fires and the way things are. It's been a hard year. Maybe you're coming in here tonight, and Christmas is a time when we look back on the year, and maybe you're coming in here, and you're feeling really really down, really set back from this year, from what's gone on in your life. Or maybe it's not from everything around you, but maybe it's what's going on within you. Maybe it's the way that you've messed up at some point or multiple points through the year, and it's changed your life. Well, I want to tell you this. You can have peace tonight. Each and every one of us can have peace. And That's more peace. Not, and this isn't just a message for people who maybe don't know Jesus or things. This is for everyone. Everyone in this room can have more peace tonight as we come to the story of the Nativity. We can find more peace. And so whether you came in here as a believer or if you came in here as a skeptic, I want to share with you how you can have peace. There's a wonderful passage in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 5, and this is what it says. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. This is a beautiful story of how the Nativity brought peace. And when this passage, it says in their fullness of time, it's a bit of a curious kind of thing to say, but when it says that, what it's saying is that there had been enough time and proof by the time Jesus came, there'd been enough time and proof that we could not find peace within ourselves. We could not find peace by following religious rules. We could not find peace by searching the world. We could not find peace. Enough time and proof by the time Jesus came that peace was not within us and it wasn't around us. But that peace had to come to us from somewhere else. That's the story of the Nativity. The fullness of time had come, and we would not be able to. We could not find peace within us, and so peace had to come to us. That's why there was so much excitement surrounding that night. That's why these wise men traveled from who knows how far to find the Messiah, the one who would bring peace. The shepherds and heard the angels sing, right? This is what they said. They were shouting and singing, peace on earth among those on whom his favor rests. There was a lot of excitement that night because of the peace that had finally come, because the earth had never seen such peace before. The fullness of time had come and peace came to us. Jesus, God's very own Son, born of a woman, the Prince of Peace. And the way that peace came was completely unconventional, right? Because we would think that peace would come by fighting wars and ending all wars, right? But no, peace came as a vulnerable baby. How unconventional. Peace didn't come as a conquering warrior, but came as a vulnerable baby in humble means. The passage says that Jesus is God's own Son, that he was born of a woman, born under the law to redeem us. It's important that we understand that he was born of a woman, that he was born under the law, the context in which this vulnerable baby came, because it points us to how he redeemed us. That word redeem in there, it means redemption. To redeem something is to pay something back, to pay something off, to pay off a debt. That's what it means, to redeem our debt. I always think it's funny when you lead up to the holidays, you see so much advertisement, right? Black Friday sales and things are on sale, and everybody who's been to Costco in the last week is like, you have no idea how crazy it is. And then the advertisements that come after Christmas are actually the funny ones. You know what happens after Christmas? We get advertisements for credit cards, debt consolidation, help with your finances, right? And then you also get lots of advertisements for gym memberships and fitness tools and all this kind of stuff. And we're, you know, because what happens over the holidays? What happens over these next 2 weeks that some of us are looking forward to and some of us are dreading? We spend too much money and we put on too much weight. We eat a little bit too much food, right? So that's what happens. And so that's why they market it every single January to against fitness, because what they're hoping is that then we can work off a few pounds of debt that we've put on. We can maybe pay off a few dollars, we can work out and lose a few pounds, but the type of debt that's mentioned here isn't that kind of a debt. It's not the one that it's not the kind that we can pay off. It's not the one that you or I can do anything about. No, peace, that's why we couldn't have peace. Because no other methods would bring us peace with the type of debt we owed. Peace had to come to us. But we also needed someone to pay that debt that we owed because of that lack of peace. That's why it says Jesus was born of a woman, right? He's human. He wasn't an alien. He wasn't an angel. Jesus lived a fully human life, just like the rest of us, born of a woman. Born into the strict religious rules of the Old Testament, born into the chaos and trials and the temptations of this world. The Bible even says that he faced every temptation. Yet he did this without fault, without sin. But that can't be said of us, can it? All of us have sinned. All of us have made poor choices. All of us have made mistakes, behaved selfishly, been irreverent, ignored the things we were supposed to do, each and every one of us. And when we do, what happens is we lose our peace. We actually break off that peaceful relationship that we were meant to have with the Lord. And then we don't know what to do with that. We try and we work hard, but we just can't pay off that debt. We have to have someone else come and pay that debt with their perfect life. That's the good news of what happened on that nativity, on that, in the life of Jesus. That's what he did. Jesus came and he lived a perfect human life, never tarnishing and never mocking the peace that God wanted with humanity. And instead of getting the kind of prize that someone who lives a perfect life should get, instead of getting that prize for himself, he died in our place. He died and he paid the debt that you and I owed, because the debt that we owed would be a death. And yet he died in our place, living a perfect life. He died in our place so that we could receive the reward of a perfect life. That's how peace was purchased for us. That's how he redeemed our debt. And this leads us to the last kind of little key word here in this passage. It's a beautiful word, and that's that word of adoption. It says that we're adopted into God's family. We're given the gift. It's a beautiful gift, that gift of adoption. We're invited into God's family. We're treated and we're loved like we're Jesus' own brothers and sisters. Entrusted with the same family business of loving God and loving others. That's what it means to be part of God's family. And even though we will never be as good as Jesus is, we get to each be a part of God's family, to be Jesus' brothers and sisters, should we choose to accept this gift. Even though our adoption was purchased at the expense of the real son, we are still welcomed into the family. And that's the nature of a gift. It's a season of gift giving, right? We talk a lot about gifts, and that's the nature of a gift. A gift isn't given to those who deserve it, because that's called a reward. If you deserve what you're getting this Christmas, it's actually you're getting a reward or you're getting a wage. No, a gift is given freely. A gift is given despite how undeserving that person deserves that gift. See, my wife and I, when we were thinking about Christmas this year for our kids, the 6, 4, and 3-year-old little kids, we didn't sit down and go, like, which of our kids deserves gifts this year, right? Right? We didn't tally it up and count it all out because we would have saved a lot of money. no, they're good kids. But we didn't think about Christmas in that way, right? Because a gift, you give the gift to the kids, right? We give the gift to the kids because it's not based off of their behavior. It's actually done knowing that they probably won't even change. That's what a really wonderful gift can be like. A wonderful gift can come at someone's expense and is given to someone undeserving because every single one of us wants that kind of a love. Every single one of us wants that kind of a love. A love that says, even though you don't deserve this kind of a gift, even though you don't deserve this kind of love, you still get it. We know the purpose of a gift has nothing to do with deservedness. And we hope that when people receive gifts, as you've been probably preparing some gifts for people and thinking about people, what you want to hear is not just how important the gift is to them, but how important they are to you when you give it to them, right? We hope that people, when they receive a gift, that they hear these things. That they hear, I love you no matter what. I love you no matter how much, nor how little you deserve this gift. My love can't be swayed for you. It can't be earned. It can't be removed. That's what a gift should send as a message. And that's why God sent his son. That's why he sent us his son as a gift. A gift for each and every one of us, should we choose to receive it. That's God's message to you through the Nativity. That's God's message to you personally, and I mean to you personally. You know your heart. You know what you're carrying in here tonight. You know what you're carrying into these holidays. And this is what God wants you to hear through the gift of Jesus, that he loves you no matter what. No matter how much, and no matter how little you deserve to be loved, he loves you. He loves you, and his love for you can't be swayed, it can't be earned, and it will never be removed. That's what he wants you to hear through the gift of Jesus. That's why he sent his son. He sent it knowing that we don't deserve it, and though it came at a very high cost, he sent his son nonetheless. That's the gift we want for everyone to have this Christmas. That's the gift we want for everyone in this room and everyone across the Okanagan, everyone in this world. We want them to have the gift of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, receiving heavenly peace because we can't find it here on this earth. We can't find it within us. It had to come to us. So if you're in here this evening and you're carrying a burden, it doesn't matter whether you came in here and you come to this church all the time or you haven't been to church ever. You can have this gift this evening. It's just a gift. All you have to do is receive it. No paying, no owing. Just receive it. So at this time, if you want to have that gift, I would ask you to just join me, and I'm just going to pray, and maybe you don't know the words. Let me help you. So would you just pray with me right now? Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for sending your son. We thank you that you sent him in the fullness of time, O Lord. When we know that we can't find peace within us, these phones, these attempts within this world, they won't bring us peace. And so we thank you that you came and brought peace to us, the Prince of Peace. And so we admit we don't deserve such a gift. We admit we don't deserve the kind of heavenly love that you have for us. A love that can't be swayed, it can't be earned. So guide us, O Lord, to receive this gift and to let go, to turn from all these things in our lives that we've clung to. Help us to receive you and to follow you and to know you, to cherish you, and to spend our lives telling others how much we are loved by you. May you receive the glory in this. Would you be honored, Lord, as you move in our hearts. I pray in this your holy and precious name. Amen. At the end of the service, there's going to be some prayer partners here on either side. Don't rush out of here. I know you think you have more important plans. God has more important plans for you this evening. Come on up to the front. We would love to hear your story. We'd love to tell you how much God loves you. We'd love for you to receive the gift of heavenly peace this evening. You know, that word there, the fullness of time? Tonight might be the fullness of time for you. You've had enough time and proof to understand that the things that you've been pursuing are not bringing you peace. Receive the gift of the Prince of Peace this evening, I encourage you. If you're going into the holidays without peace, if you're going in with stress, anxiety, if you're going in and you're worried and you got things laying on your shoulders, listen, we'd love to pray for you. We'd love to encourage you. We're not rushing you out of here. We want to be with you. We love people around here.